These are good men who have done a lot of good for the world, right? Even if you accept all the allegations against them is true, the amount of good that they've done for the world tremendously outweighs the bad. And people don't see it because there's a very one-sided narrative out there against them.
Wow. That would be, get this, Andrew Tate's lawyer talking to Tim Pool, an interview from August of 2024. And this individual is still representing the Tates in their most recent arrest. They were arrested in Miami, facing extradition in the UK. And clips like this are going viral. Clips of Andrew Tate and Tristan Tate kind of egging on the United States Department of Justice, egging on the UK, saying, come on, come and get me. We're innocent. Well, they came and got you. And this time, there's nowhere left to run. Donald Trump cannot save these disgusting, gross human beings, even though they already tried once. It's clear the evidence against them is overwhelming. I want to break down some of these updates because somehow he's, you know, in jail apparently with like no water, human rights violations, but he has the ability to tweet. And he is just tweeting all day, whining and whining and whining. It's all part of this PR, like, PR attempt, this manipulation attempt to play the victim. It is so gross, but you've got to see some of these clips. I've got to update you. Again, this is his current lawyer, which if your lawyer is saying stuff like this, first of all, you need a new lawyer. And second of all, just like a disgraceful human being. Because at the time of this interview where he is saying, even if you accept all the allegations as true, the good they've done far outweighs the bad. The Tates had been charged at this time with crimes including rape, human trafficking, things to do with a minor that I cannot read on YouTube that should, I mean, just make you sick to your stomach. These are sick people. And this is who the right wing uplifts. And so before we get to some of these clips, like, again, the highest, most influential people, and not just in government, but in the world that are right wing, are uplifting these individuals, are promoting these individuals. And it seems to never end. It's like Donald Trump, obviously best friends with Jeffrey Epstein. They are still covering up Epstein. We hear every single day about new allegations, it feels like, against either sitting members of Congress or kind of like MAGA influencers. We've heard a lot in the last week or so about Max Miller, a sitting representative who's running for Congress in a very close race in Ohio, being credibly accused of abusing his wife, abusing their two-year-old daughter. I mean, this is like they're building this culture of abuse, of sexual abuse, of trafficking. It's truly stunning. And so never forget that it was Elon Musk who gave Andrew Tate his platform back after Tate had been charged in Romania. Musk doubled down by significantly promoting Tate's account, inviting him to Twitter Spaces, which are widely listened to spread his propaganda and misinformation without a single care for the alleged victims and trafficking and the fact that these cases were ongoing. So we're going to go to some of these viral clips of Andrew and Tristan that are kind of resurfacing and give you updates. Before we do, though, my name is Chris Mowry. I am not Adam Mockler. Adam Mockler is on vacation right now, and I am currently filling in just for a couple extra videos here and there. I normally do one video a day for the Adam Mockler channel. Right now, I'm doing two videos a day. Mockler Media never stops, and we're not going to go quiet on stories like this. We are not going to go quiet on the fact or act like it's normal that this administration defends and covers up things like Jeffrey Epstein, defends and covers up things like Andrew and Tristan Tate. They literally got them out of an arrest essentially in January. But now, because the evidence must be so overwhelming, there's nowhere left for them to run. But we can't normalize any of this, okay? We can't. And Adam and I and the rest of the team in the background, we work so hard every single day to bring you these videos. So if you appreciate it, hit like, hit subscribe, share the video out. And lastly, it would mean so much to me if you go right down below and check out my YouTube channel. Normally I'm a collaborator on these videos. So it says like Adam Mockler and Chris Mowry. So you can click my name or go right down below, check out my YouTube channel, hit like, hit subscribe. It'd mean a lot. I appreciate each and every one of you. Take a listen to this.
Yeah, well, I guess some people are afraid to die, but I am not.
And you know what? It's kind of crazy because I was talking to someone the other day and I was explaining, they were asking about my seizure, how they took all my houses, all my money, all my cars, blah, blah. And I said, you never truly own anything on this earth anyway. You can have a piece of paper that says you own it, but if you piss off the government structures, they just get a judge to stamp a different piece of paper and you no longer own it. The only thing you own is your soul and your integrity. And this is the one thing they cannot take away from you, no matter what they do to you. And that is the best feeling on earth. It doesn't matter if you can sell your soul to the devil and repeat what they want you to say, but then you truly own nothing. And yeah, I think I that as history books look back on this pivotal moment, when X was finally freed and the information of the world could finally be spoken freely, I really do believe we're on the right side of history. And if you were to ask me if there's anything worth dying for, it would be for the freedom of humanity and to be on the right side of history. So I agree with you absolutely, Elon.
These people are such losers, first of all, such losers. And it's so manipulative. Like, I feel like in school we need to teach more about, I don't know, logical fallacies, or have more required classes on just like breaking down basic logic. It is so clear. And Donald Trump does this. Andrew Tate does this. Elon Musk does this. When they get in trouble, it's, you know, this big, it's always this big collusion, you know? The world and the governments of the world, the government of the United States, when you don't go along with the mainstream narrative, they take everything away from you. It gives you the ability to just essentially attempt to shield yourself from everything. No matter what they say about me, no matter what evidence comes out, it's fake because I'm doing what's best for people and this big deep state's trying to shut me down. Does that sound familiar to anybody? It's absurd, it's gross, and it's a manipulation tactic. He has admitted to crimes on camera so many times. So many times. Like, these are some of the resurfaced clips we're getting.
Society as a whole, I have no interest in trying to repair. I think society's broken on everything.
That's an impossible.
And I exploit the broken. I exploit broken society. Broken society suits me to the ground. Mm-hmm. I use it to my advantage, absolutely. It's how I make money with webcam girls. It's how I have multiple girlfriends. So, like, I get away with a bunch of shit I shouldn't get away with. I just understand the society's fucked, so I'm just playing my own hand the best I can.
Like, he's telling people what the grift is. And that's what's so disappointing, that dudes my age fall for this absolute garbage, this hateful garbage. It's so effing stupid. Like, he's telling you out loud that he's playing you like a fiddle, and he doesn't care. He'll do anything for his own gain. Society's broken. He's not here to push some message of, like, let's fight for Trump or society or fight against the deep state. He's here to make money off people, and he's here to do what he likes. And then we get into the videos going viral of him bragging, saying, you know what? Like I'm doing so well right now. I actually miss my life in jail. Do you? I don't think that's what you're thinking right now.
Love when things go wrong. I love when Bitcoin crashes. I love when I lose my money. I love getting arrested. I love going to jail. I love it. You're like, I want to go back. That's the true heartbreaking thing. I don't want to be on a private jet to Hong Kong. I want to go to fucking jail. I want to go back to the jail cell with the cockroaches. And I want to sit there by myself meditating while the whole world lies about me. I want to sit there like this. I want to sit there for years. That's what I want to do. But unfortunately, I made so much fucking money, and I'm so fucking famous and so fucking smart and so many powerful friends, and now I'm floating on the surface and I miss my old life. I miss the suffering. I miss the pain. And you're fucking emailing me complaining about having exactly what I fucking want.
Again, part of the grift, but I also have a feeling not the case. You know, he tweeted this today, actually, just a bit ago. There are far fewer correctional officers on my wing than when I first arrived in the SHU. It feels eerily quiet up here. I would never kill myself. This is after he complained that apparently he had no running water and he's just been tweeting stuff. So, number one, doesn't look like you're having a good time. But number two, like, again, I don't know how anybody is stupid enough to fall for this. He has his phone in jail. He's tweeting all this stuff, but he doesn't have running water, and they're like about to plot against him because he's so powerful that they just have to kill him. Are people really this dumb? I guess they may be. Let's go to the next clip. This is Nick Fuentes, who's again a self-described Nazi, a self-described white supremacist, and yet remains one of the largest streamers on the internet, which, it's just such a sickening statement to say out loud. But again, going with the same narrative here, that it's politically motivated. I'm going to show you more clips again of him admitting out loud that he's committed crimes. And this starts with someone in Nick Fuentes' stream saying, wait, hasn't he admitted to these crimes? Take a listen.
Bragged about pimping girls, even at 15 years. On camera, not once but multiple times, and sold his methods to other guys.
It's all political. That's all political. This is all just pearl clutching over... You're just letting them win with political persecution, okay? But this time they're actually guilty. It's like, so what? He's one of ours. So, yeah, I don't endorse the things he's done. I don't obviously think it's deeply immoral and deeply wrong. But the United Kingdom is extraditing him and throwing 60 charges at him from shit that happened 10 years ago. Is it because they really care? Is it because he's really guilty? Or is it because it's political? They don't care. but you're falling for it. And when you say, well, I don't know, let's consider the politically motivated persecution on its merits, you already lost. It's politically motivated. This is what they do.
It's obviously not politically motivated. And again, this is the same manipulation tactic that they go with every time, that Donald Trump goes with, that Andrew Tate goes with. It can shield you from all possible evidence against you. But again, like, you're going to need a lawyer that turns water into wine. Because again, the idea that the Trump administration wouldn't intervene suggests to me, and when they've already intervened before, it's already very clear from the evidence that we have that they made sure that the Tates weren't arrested in January, that they essentially, according to the New York Times, told the DOJ to back down, to let it go, to not bother the Tates. And that came up, that came from the highest points of the Trump administration. I mean, the Tates were partying with people who are very high up in the Trump administration just a few days before they were arrested in Miami. So the fact that they're not intervening here shows that the evidence must be overwhelming. And again, you need a lawyer to turn water into wine. I'm no legal expert, but this, like this right here, this 1 minute clip seems pretty damning for, like, literally at any point if Andrew Tate was in a court of law having to face these charges. I feel like Exhibit A would be this.
And I became a multi-millionaire. I did this by creating a webcam studio, by taking girls who didn't know how to be effective on webcam, girls who had never done webcam before, girls who didn't have the equipment, didn't have the know-how, didn't have the will, didn't have the premises, didn't have the ability to make money with this exchange. I created a system that allowed me to convince girls to do this, allowed me to retain 100% control of their income, allowed me to make sure they were effective, because it's a super competitive industry. Don't think this is easy money. You're just going to put a girl on the camera and they're going to get rich straight away. No, it's very competitive and it's very difficult. I learned every tip and trick it takes to make sure a girl gets paid. I know how to make sure the girl can't run away. Because once you teach a girl how to do this, she has the ability to make unlimited money from home. Why would she still give it to you? Why did she just run off and keep it all for herself? Why are you getting your percentage? I learned how to do everything to take a nobody and make her a somebody. I learned how to take a nothing, turn her into a cash cow. And betas from all across the world would be sending money into her, my bank account. This is what webcamming is.
I genuinely hope that this guy rots in prison for the rest of his life. Him and his brother should rot for the rest of their life. Again, there's him admitting out loud to doing a small portion of what he is accused of. Again, being accused of some really heinous crimes. And he bragged, come and get me. The UK, come and get me. They came and got you. They did.
It used to be a country. Now it's charged by Keir Starmer, some fucking wanker who keeps issuing Interpol warrants for me. We need to get Andrew Tate. Interpol, Interpol, Interpol. Bro, just fucking chill out. Chill out. I'm in Beverly Hills. Come get me. I'm hard to find. I post my location on Twitter and I'm 6 foot fucking three, walking around Beverly Hills with a crowd of adoring fans. Come get me.
They came and got you. They came and got you in Miami. Look how terrified Tristan Tate, Andrew Tate's brother, was after he spent one night locked up in Romania in 2024. Remember, the clip I showed you in the beginning, his lawyer talking about in 2024 about the charges they faced in Romania. They were in a Romania jail for a while. Those, you know, crimes obviously very serious. This is, like, I can just mute this because it's essentially just Andrew Tate talking and, like, what do we need to hear from him? But look at Tristan Tate. This is 1 week. They come out to, I don't know, talk to the press, or they get, like, released temporarily at this time or something. I mean, look, he looks disheveled as hell. He does not look like he's doing good. He looks like he's seeing ghosts. So how he's doing right now, not good. And the fact that I'm sure right now they're fuming at the fact that they're not being extradited. You have people, right-wing influencers, being like, the Trump administration needs to do the right thing. You know, Tristan Tate helped win this election. The Trump administration isn't going to save you, okay? This is the MAGA movement. They do whatever is best for them, whenever. I mean, the Trump administration was very close to these individuals. Barron Trump was close to these individuals. There's people there who know, who need to testify about what they know, including Barron Trump. We made a video about that. I made a video about that on my channel. But you also had people like Alina Haba, Donald Trump's former personal lawyer, on a live stream with Tate, gushing over him and all this stuff. But they will throw you away when it's all said. All these people are like this, frankly. Like, I'm watching, again, I talked a little bit about Max Miller. Max Miller, his his wife or ex-wife, I should say, credible accusations that he's abusing her or did abuse her, I should say, through boiling hot water on her chest and her shoulders. They have a 2-year-old daughter. The 2-year-old daughter's clavicle was broken. Him saying, I don't know how that happened. Apparently, according to one of the investigators, it looked like there was kind of a hand mark. Like, these are violent people. Max Miller was married to Senator Bernie Moreno's daughter. Senator Bernie Moreno hasn't spoke about it. And today, he's up in front of Congress screaming at Dr. Fauci. He'll throw his own daughter away to continue to push the narratives about for this administration, for Donald Trump. Don't yell at Dr. Fauci. Go yell at your ex-son-in-law for abusing your effing daughter. I mean, I'm sorry, but like, I don't know. I can only have so much evidence put in front of my eyes before I'm like, this is what this like MAGA movement is high up. Donald Trump, best friends with Jeffrey Epstein, Max Miller, Senator Moreno, Tristan Tate and them hanging out with Barron Trump. Also, I am planning a trip to the UK soon. This is from April. You think the UK wants to arrest me? Wrong. They want the threat of arrest to scare me away from London because I'm a force for political change. I will not be scared away from my mother's country by these people. See you soon, London. Huh? Uh-huh. You sure about that? Because now, again, we're here and he's on Twitter complaining. I don't even know who's writing these tweets. Like, I don't think he has access to his phone. People are falling for all this garbage. It's crazy. Look, let me know what you think of all this in the comments down below. I really appreciate you making it to the end of this video. Once again, my name is Chris Mowry. I do a daily video here for Adam Mockler, but I'm filling in a little more because he's on vacation. Mockler Media never stops. So make sure you like, hit subscribe, share the video, turn on the notification bell. Lastly, check out my YouTube channel right down below. I know it's a lot of ass, but I appreciate all the support lately. Adam and I love you guys to death. And with all that said, I will see you back here in the next one.